Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Ches and Maseches Nedarim. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the Machlekes Rav Huna v'Shmuel in the case of Amar Hareini Nazir Hayoyim, Hareini Nazir Hayoyim. When a person accepts two Naziris, one after the other, in which he states that both the first and second Naziris begin on the same day. Rav's statement regarding the case of Shvuah Shloi Oichel, Shvuah Shloi Oichel, in the Chayav El Achas. A person made a shvuah that he will not eat, and he reiterated the shvuah, in which the second shvuah is not effective. Im nishal al harishayna shnia chalolav, that if the first shvuah was removed through a heter chacham, the second shvuah then becomes effective. The Mishnah's halach of stam nedarim lahachmer, when a person states a neder that has multiple meanings, but he did not reveal his intentions, in which the neder would be effective with one meaning, and would not be effective with the other meaning, we consider the more stringent meaning in which the neder is effective. And the Mishnah is four applications of this halacha. Some of the terms and concepts we learn about include matvis bedaba hanader. When one associates his neder with an item that is prohibited through a neder, the neder is effective. However, matvis bedaba ha'asir, when one associates his neder with an item that is prohibited through the Torah, the neder is not effective. There is a machlekes regarding the status of a koi. Some say safik chaya, safik behema. There is a safik question if it is considered a chaya or a behema. Others say beria b'fnei atzmai. It's its own breed and neither a chaya nor a behema.